الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال يا أيها الناس قد أظهر لكم شهر عظيم شهر مبارك شهر في ليلة خير من الف شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام الليل تطوع من تقرب فيه بخصلة من الخير كمن كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه وشهر الصبر والصبر صواب والصبر صواب الجنة وشهر المواساة وشهر يزاد فيه رزق المؤمن من فطر فيه صائما كان له مغفرة لذنوبه وعتق رقبتي من النار وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن تنتقص من أجر شيء. قلنا يا رسول الله ليس كلنا نجد ما يفطر بالصائم، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على مسقط لبن أو تمرة أو شربة من ماء من أشبع صائما سقاه الله من حوزي شربة لازمه حتى يدخل الجنة. وأشار أول رحمة ووسط مغفرة وآخر عتق من النار، ومن خفف عن مملوك في غفر الله له وعتق من النار. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us a great month of Ramadan. What's Ramadan and what's keeping fast? What is its value? So I think better we explain this with the words of Allah Jalla Shanu and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because we cannot explain this thing. This is beyond our scope. So Allah says, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you, that you may be God-fearing. So the aim of keeping fast is to get taqwa. Yes. And taqwa is actually the key of wilaya. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Be aware of this fact that أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ, those who are أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ, they will not be having khawf and they will not be having any huzan, it means sorrow. Because they will be having iman and they will be having taqwa. So these two things have been said about awliya Allah. No third thing. Of course, awliya Allah, this word is coming in two different ways. In one case, taqwa is not attached with this. Allah waliyu allazeena amanu yukhrijuna min al-zulamati ila an-nur. So in this, taqwa is not prescribed. But of course, they are having iman. So if to a simple Muslim we call Ya Wali Allah, okay, it's not a problem. We can say because of this nas. But actually there are stages of wilayat. So the minimum is this iman. And the maximum can be anything. But how they will be characterized? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this context, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ لَأَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, the person who has more value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are having more taqwa. So the taqwa, the range of taqwa, the stage of taqwa a person is the stage of his wilayat. So if we keep fast for this purpose and we are able to get taqwa from it, so it means we are able to get wilayat from it. And this month is actually for getting wilayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be very serious and sincere in this month for this purpose. So for this case, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained these things very good. And I think let us translate the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this context. So the khutbah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated. In this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Thereafter, O Muslims, verily the month of Ramadan has drawn near, the month wherein the Holy Quran was revealed as a guidance to all mankind, and with clear distinction between what is right and what is wrong. So approach this month with the longing and eagerness and listen carefully to what Sayyidina Salman has reported." He narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed us on the last day of Shaban, saying, "O people, a great month has dawned over you, a blessed month wherein is found a night better and more virtuous than 1,000 months. See the situation. What do we mean by this 1,000 months? 1,000 months are equal to around about 83 years. And this is not Zaif Hadith. This is Quran. And in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this night is more valuable than 1,000 months. So if a person who has recited one juz of Quran in that night, and another person who has recited one juz of Quran in all the nights consecutively of 83 years, so that person of Laylatul Qadr, he is better than that. See the situation. Actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was feeling that my ummah will be in loss because of the age. Because their age will be in the range of around 60 and 70. And previous ummah were having more, actually, age, around in the range of 1,000 even. So they will be getting more ajar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this month to this ummah that each one can get this ajar in this month. People are thinking, okay, it is right, but who will get this Laylatul Qadr? It is very difficult. Yes, people are thinking like this. But they forget this thing, that at least two Salat, Salat al-Maghrib and Salat al-Isha, these are coming in this night also. And these are farz. And other rest of Salat, if someone is offering in this night, is nafal. A nafil cannot be equal to fard. So most part of the ajr of this night a person can get by offering these two prayers. That is the first. Anyhow, he can get this more if he is offering this with jama'ah, with takbir ula, with more khushu and khuzu, with more attention. So okay, this will be enhanced more. But everyone is able to get this ajr. If a person who is habitual of offering prayers, so he will at least get this ajr. Anyhow, if a person wants to enhance it, so there are many things. Number one, if he goes to masjid earlier, for example, half an hour earlier, and he sits there just waiting for salah, so according to hadith, he is in salah. So of course, he will be getting this ajr continuously. And if he is doing some good amal, just like zikr, tilawat, or nawafil, so that is a bonus, more he will get. So therefore, we should give attention to this. And if a person wants more, so he can offer more nawafil, more tilawat, more zikr, more dua. Of course, it is Ramadan, and the last ashra of Ramadan, everyone will also offer taraweeh of 20 rak'ah. So this ajr will also be added. And if a person is in itikaf, subhanallah, so imagine about that. He is guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is protected person. And his ajr is continuous because this amal of itikaf does not break even with the sleeping. If a person has offered prayer, and after that he sleeps, so his itikaf is continuous. He will get the ajr of itikaf, even he is sleeping. So therefore, itikaf is the best route to get too much ajr of this night. Another thing, that a person wants to protect himself, he should not commit sin, at least in this night. There are many, many things we are doing and we don't think we are committing sins. It's more dangerous. For example, misuse of our eyes in seeing television and seeing mobile pictures, videos. So these things, you can say, this misuse of the eyes, misuse of ears. So hearing songs or lying or something like that, ghibat. So these all are sins. So one can protect a person himself if he is in itikaf, inshallah. Because in this way, he will be able to protect himself from all these sins. And if this itikaf is a guidance of a sheikh, and this becomes an islahi itikaf, it's for islah, So really, according to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmahullah, in itikaf, all the means of islah are available. Number one, fa'ilat, so taraweeh, tilawat of Quran and zikr, these are fa'ilat. It's available in itikaf. Mujahidat, all the four mujahidat, famous for mujahidat. Qillate ta'am, qillate manam, qillate kalam, and qillate khalt malanam. These all four mujahidat are present in itikaf. Because qillate ta'am, it's because of keeping fast. Qillate manam, because a person is busy in ibadat in the night. So he changes its time. So it's equivalent to qillate manam. And qillate kalam, because if you are in a masjid, so you are not able to go to some other people to talk with them. Anyhow, some people may come to talk with you, but they know that you are in itikaf, they will not be keeping you busy in more talks. Just which is a desired thing that they will speak. So you will be not put in trouble because of this. And qillat khalt malanam automatically, because you are in masjid, people can come to you, you cannot go to them. So you are a protected person. And these mujahidat and failat, alhamdulillah, will increase, will enhance your capability of islah, of yourself. So by this, inshallah, you will be able to make your islah more and more. So another thing Rasulullah SAW said, he who gives a fasting person something with which to break the fast, for him that will be the forgiveness for his sins and a freedom for him from the fire of hell, and for him will be the reward equal to that person fasting without the person's reward being listened at all. It means his ajr will not be listened, but he will be granted that. So we should arrange for these things, that we should make breakfast for the other people. Salman continues, we then said, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not all of us possesses the means whereby we can give another to break his fast. It means that usually sahaba are poor people, and but they were having very zeal to get ajar. Rasulullah replied, Allah gives the same reward to him who gives a fasting person a sip of milk or a date or mouthful of water. The person who gives a fasting person to eat to his satisfaction, Allah will cause him to drink from my fountain on the day of Qiyamah, where after we will not be become thirsty until he enters paradise. And this is a month, the first part of which brings the descent of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part brings forgiveness, and the third part brings immunity from the fire of hell. And whosoever lightens the burden of his slave in this month, Allah will pardon him and set him free from the fire of hell. I seek refuge in Allah from the accused Shaitan, and Allah say, O you who believe fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you, that you may be God-fearing. So, mashallah, this month is coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do all these things rewardful in this Ramadan. And we should get, they should be to consider a chance of being Waliullah in this month. And especially if a person can arrange for himself an itikaf with a sheikh, this will be more useful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of these things. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا أَنَّكَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ